Last fall, the PCM Mustangs came into their quarterfinal matchup with Dyke New Hartford, riding high after 9 straight wins and destroying every one of their District 6 opponents, allowing no more than 8 points in any of their district games. The Mustangs, 10 years removed from their last Unidome visit, were coming off a 38-7 dismantling of Roland Story in the first round of the Class 2A state playoffs. Hopes were high in Monroe as players, coaches, parents, and fans thought 2016 was the year their Mustangs would get back to the Dome and play inside for just the third time in school history. Following an opening series that saw the Mustangs score quickly, fans were on the edge of their seats waiting to see another PCM pounding. But unlike fairy tales, the 2016 Mustang season did not have a happy ending, as the Mustangs would only score once more, as Dyke New Hartford would give the Mustangs a woodshed beating that will be hard for anyone to forget. But now it's 2017. The Mustangs are 2-1, falling in week 1 just like last year, as PCM gets set for their second district game after a 62-7 shellacking of Albia. A lot of similarities are starting to show up. The question on the minds of everyone who loves Mustang football is, will the Mustangs finally take the next step and return to play in the Dome? PCM head coach Greg Bonnet knows 2016 was last year, and this year's team is ready to make their own identity.
You know, if you're going to break through and make the semis and make the finals, you know, you have to have the attitude that you're the best and you have to work like that. But in terms of, you know, turning the page on last year, I definitely sense it. You know, while we feel like we have some unfinished business left over from last year, I definitely think this team has moved on from the seniors that graduated last year, and they have their own identity. They feel like a lot different team.
The first thing that would be nice to help that cause would be for everybody to stay healthy this year. Certainly hurt us last year, but you know, that's out of everybody's control. But you know, assuming everybody's healthy, the main thing is that we just got to make plays when the time is there. We can't have letdowns in those big games, and we got to go out there and make plays when we have the opportunity, and we got to prevent plays when we have the opportunity from the other team. So I think it's just a matter of being playmakers.
As Coach Bonnet guides this year's team to what he hopes are uncharted waters, he has a new quarterback at the helm of his offense and knows, as a coach, he can't do everything.
But I know I've got one thing I've got to do. Ramble on.
This year, the Mustangs have new leadership, as the 2017 Mustangs are led by junior quarterback Reed Worth. Though the Mustangs have only played in 2 actual real-life physical games, Reed is already making big plays for this big play offense.
40, 30, 20, and Reed Worth to the house, touchdown on the 57-yard touchdown run. Reed Worth.
Not sure if that was designed. I think it is. One of those where you fake the handoff and the quarterback just follows right up through, and that was a great job by Reed, because once he hit the hole, he exploded through, he was gone.
Reed Worth looking for it, gets the snap, fakes the pass, goes over the top, has Telfer out there, and he catches it, touchdown PCM, Telfer gets it! Looks to his right, pump fakes, throwing deep over the top, got some man out there, that's Noah Anderson, it's bobbled around, West Cummings got it, Preston Van Wyk, touchdown PCM! Preston Van Wyk with a juggling catch. It was bobbled around by the defender and White, and he pulled it down. Touchdown, PCM.
As week 4 is about to start for the PCM Mustangs, Reed Worth already has 431 yards through the air with 6 touchdowns, and his long run of 57 yards stands out as this PCM Mustang offense tries to keep moving forward step by step. So what does the junior quarterback need to do to lead his Mustangs farther than they have been in over 10 years?
Just getting more comfortable with the offense and just being able to make my reads and then move the ball down the field and score touchdowns.
So what would it mean to the first-year starter to take these Mustangs to the Dome for just the third time in school history?
That would be really great. It would be really fun. A lot of hard work going this year, and hope to make it there.
With the offense starting to hit its stride behind the arm of Worth, the Mustangs' defense looked in mid-season form a week ago, holding Albia to just 7. The stats on both sides of the ball show the Mustangs in the same area as 2016.
I guess I keep rambling.
With the offense starting to hit its stride behind the arm of Worth, the Mustangs' defense looked in mid-season form a week ago, holding Albia to just 7. And really, when it all comes down to it, the question continues to remain. Will this team get over the hump and into the dome? Or is this team just a mirror of 2016? One thing that cannot be denied in this 2017 squad is its age. The Mustangs are young, led by juniors in almost every side of the ball, with only 11 seniors on a squad of 44, the Mustangs will look to continue the trend upwards and reign over District 6 for years to come. With a seemingly easy schedule in front of them the rest of the way, the Mustangs will be favored throughout the season. The real question remains, at the end of the season and into the playoffs, if the Mustangs can take that next step and ramble on into the dome. For KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Nathan Sage.